Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. On this Thursday, I am thinking about Joe Biden's call for national unity. Last Saturday night in Wilmington, Mr. Biden gave an address and he said, quote, "To those who voted for Donald Trump, I understand your disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple of elections myself. But now let's give each other a chance. It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, to lower the temperature, to see each other again, to listen to each other again. To make progress, we must stop treating our opponents as our enemy." Okay, I liked that speech. Whoever wrote that for Joe is on the money. But the president is going to have to do a reach out. Okay, he's going to have to say to his far left base, which is now calling for Trump voters to be punished, Joe Biden is going to have to say, knock it off. And he's also going to have to moderate the Democratic Party's views. We are not a socialist country. If Biden starts to embrace socialism, I'm going to work as hard as I can to get him out of there. Private property is protected by the Constitution. I don't want a big central government taking my stuff. So Joe Biden has got some work to do, not just Americans who voted for Donald Trump. He has got to convince people that he's not some far-left loon out for vengeance. Now this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.